I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, good morning. We in there. October 2nd. Game 3, American League Wild Card. Your New York Yankees will host the Dirty Water Dead Sox in a winner-take-all battle between two rookie starting pitchers. Cam Schlittler, who's got more experience and more stuff than young Connelly Early. I think it's a great story, both of those guys being from Massachusetts, facing off with everybody in Massachusetts watching and waiting in the wings. And man, I want this so bad. I saw this watch party that they put together up in Fenway, and they had a room full of Red Sox fans clowning the Yankees, mocking the Yankees. I just want that to flip. The internet is written in ink. I just want this game so we can flip the script on all of those people that danced on our graves as if the first game of the series ended us. Now, I know. History tells you no one has done it before. History tells you you lose that first game, you're going to lose the series, whether it's in game two or game three. I think it's different now. And as I look at the Dodgers, who just wiggled out of some trouble, they are facing the Reds. I think that they are going to end the Reds tonight. They're up 8-4 here, top of the ninth. We are waiting to see exactly what time the game will be tomorrow. If you look at MLB.com, well, tomorrow is today. If you look at MLB.com, they have the Yankees at 6:08. It would be interesting, though, if they would stick with that. I think there's a plan to make that later, though. I think, like, if there's only three games, you don't need to start a game at 1 o'clock. They have the Tigers Guardians at 1:08. They have the Padres Cubs at 3:08. And I think all those are subject to change. If the Dodgers are not playing that last game of the night, the Yankees game could be a little later. And if that game is a little later, more people can get to the stadium. More shots and more beers will go down. And the jungle will be alive and well to root our Yankees on to the division round. Let's get back to the calls. We will cue up some audio from Cam Schlittler. We will also cue up the audio from Jazz Chisholm. But I want to hear from you guys. 888-808-1019. Justin is in Floral Park on the Fan. Go for it, Justin.
Jeez, how we doing, baby?
Good, man. Still here.
Listen, I don't know. I'll be there tomorrow night. Jeez, as mad as I was after game one, maybe it's an omen, Keith. They've never in the history of this, whatever the hell it is, wild card, as a team that's dropped the first game, won it. Also, when no team has ever won when they were down 3-0, what did the Red Sox do to us? So time to give them a little taste.
I like that. I like that historical spin.
Cam Schlister is going to shut down the Boston B-Boys, okay? This guy earlier, you talked a lot of smack about the Yankees. He's going to get smacked around, and Judge is going to earn his postseason pinstripes tomorrow night, baby. And that's it, okay? I want Schlister to, I mean, honestly, I don't know who I trust right now. I guess Duvall. Maybe,
we don't got to worry about that. That's for Boone to worry about. Let's see. What if the kid throws a complete game? He could throw a complete game. I'll see you at the stadium, Justin. Thanks for the call. We don't got to worry about that. We know who's starting the game. Didn't we have a little bit of a magical carpet ride with him throwing a no-no this year? Let's see what happens. Connelly Early will be the first pitcher ever to start a winner-take-all postseason game with 30 days. Within 30 days of his MLB debut. He just got here. Like, this is historic. And yeah, I like that historical spin. Never been done before. Could be done now. It also could be done in those series before us. Like, it also could be like the Padres. If the Padres win, if the Guardians win, then history changes. But I like the historical spin of, okay, the Red Sox came back against the Yankees down 3-0. In the wild card round has never been done. The Yankees can come back against the Red Sox down 1-0. As Roki Sasaki is one out away from ending the Cincinnati Reds season. Are Mets fans rooting for the Dodgers? I think that's, I don't know. Like, I guess because the Reds trolled the Mets. That ball's popped up. And it's in foul territory. Oh! Ben Roethlisberger has the last out in his catcher's mitt, and it's not recorded as an out. Bounces right off. But yeah, Mets fans, call us up. Are you rooting for the Dodgers here? You root for the? Doesn't matter who you root for at this point. The Reds are about to get eliminated. They're down to their last out. I don't think you'd be rooting for the Reds. I think it's a foregone conclusion. I think the same fate would have hit the Mets. Who would the Mets have been pitching against? The Dodgers and Chavez Ravine to get out of this two-game set. It wouldn't have been three games. The Dodgers are stacked. This is what they do. But anyway, back to the phones. We're talking now that today is the day, we're going to lean more into the matchup and what we're expecting and what we're thinking. But I wouldn't worry so much about the bullpen. Now, I will say this. There are guys on this postseason roster. There are guys in this bullpen that haven't been used yet. Guys like Camilo Duvall, I don't know if I want to see him. Mark Leiter Jr., you probably will see him. Luke Weaver might get a redemption. That's the final out. Mookie Betts makes the catch. And the Dodgers are moving on. When are they not? To the divisional round. Paul Blackburn we haven't seen. So they do have some fresh arms still sitting there, still waiting. But Cam Schlittler, let's see it, man. Let's see this kid go meet his destiny. That's what I was talking about two nights ago. I feel like it's his destiny. I felt like they were not going to lose this game because this kid has to pitch. We'll take a call and then we'll queue up some audio. Let's go to Rumson, New Jersey. Talk to Charles on the Fan. What's up, Charles? Charles, are you there? Okay, I don't know if Charles is there. We'll put Charles on hold. Fleegs is stepping in. Let's go to some Cam Schlittler audio. Cam Schlittler had his, like, you know, meet the media, his press availability earlier today. And, you know, he talked about converting his family to Yankee fans. This is a kid from the middle of Massachusetts. And if you remember, right, his dad is like the police chief up there. I forget the exact town. I'll get the name of the town. But here is Cam Schlittler talking about, you know, being proud of being from Boston. You know, being proud of, oh, he's from Walpole. He went to Walpole High School. You know, he's proud of being from Boston, but it's all business now, and he's converted his family to being Yankee fans.
Have you fully converted your Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. Again, obviously growing up in Boston, you know, I take pride in being from Boston. Again, when it came to, you know, my career and where I want to be, this is where I want to be. So, you know, they're full Yankee guys now. So, they don't wear it as much around in Boston just, you know, just because. But, you know, when they're here, they're very prideful about it.
Have you fully
Yeah, so Cam Schlittler's father is the chief of police in Needham, Massachusetts. I don't know anything about Massachusetts. I've been there once. I've been there one time. And that was for James Madison University to play against Northeastern University in football. And I actually think Connelly Early went to Northeastern. Now that I'm looking him up, I think I heard that before as I started to look into him. He's from Worcester. Yeah, these kids are young. Like, 23 and 24 years old. This is going to be an all-timer. Did he go to? No, he went to UVA. And I think Cam Schlittler might have went to Northeastern. Either way, these young guys are going to face off in an elimination game on both sides. It is. I just think it's destiny. You know how I say the universe never unconnects? We should have seen it coming all along. This was the script to get these two young guys on the mound in Yankee Stadium to decide the fate of the Red Sox and Yankees. And it's crazy. I couldn't imagine. Yes, yeah, Cam went to Northeastern University. I could not imagine. Like, they got to turn their phones off tonight. It's like everyone you've ever grown up with, gone to school with, known, knows about this, is thinking about this, is like, they can't be on Instagram. They can't be on any social media, they got to turn their phones off and just like go to sleep, wake up in the morning, lock in, come to the ballpark. No distractions. Because everybody has something to say. Everybody's going to talk about this. Everyone's going to be watching. And we're in for a great battle. We're in for a great matchup between these two young pitchers. Now, I'll say this. What I'm hoping doesn't happen is the Yankees seeing someone for the first time and turning them into Sandy Koufax. 888-808-1019. Call me up and name a pitcher that you saw for the first. I could rattle off probably two or three right now. A guy you saw for the first time that the Yankees saw for the first time and made him look like Cy Young. And Taj Bradley, Alec Manoa, Luis Ortiz, Dean Kramer. like the Yankees have a history of doing that. Like they'll see a pitcher and they'll feel him out and they'll just like, they'll have nothing. They'll turn him into an ace. And it's like, well, the Yankees haven't seen him before. I think Griffin Canning, the first time they saw Griffin Canning, he struck out 12. Different team, but still the same laundry. 888-808-1019. Talking about pitching, talking about the matchup as we go into game three and what to expect. But I also think there's some guys that are just due to elevate the ball. No ground balls, no swinging and missing. I also just think the Yankees, the momentum has swung, and I'm thankful for that. Bobby is in Astoria on the Fan next. What's up, Bobby?
How you doing, man? You're a little bit too confident.
I've been told that since I was like five.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, I mean, you know the managers, right?
Cora, I do.
Versus Boone. You know, that's like a mismatch. It's not even fair.
Advantage Boone
like,
tonight.
And it's like, you, man, come on. Tonight, did you see what happened? Durant dropped the ball.
Yeah.
You know, Jazz makes a hell of a play.
Yeah.
Then makes a bonehead play, throwing the first.
Dub.
And the dummy doesn't run around third. So, come on. Stop with what happened tonight. What happened the
you
first
You can say
game?
The same thing in the first
the
game.
The series should be over. Let's be honest.
Nah.
If we didn't have the jackass manager, the series would have been over.
Nah. Are you a Red right? Sox fan out in Astoria, Bobby?
Nah, man. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not a bootlicking Yankee fan like you.
Yeah, I'm not a bootlicking Yankee fan.
On.
I was at the game.
Yes,
I watched
are.
What happened.
Come
the Yankees grinded like, the win
listen,
out. They
listen
got
the
win.
The difference between the managers. Are you going to be honest or not?
I'm telling you what I saw.
How much of a mismatch is that?
Check me out. Like, I'm not going to yell over you. Alex Cora took out, and I didn't hang up on you either. I'm just like, you're not about to yell over me on my show. Alex Cora took out his starter. How did that work out for him? He just smoked six pitchers. He left Garrett Whitlock in there. How did that work out for him? You could talk about a player dropping a ball. Yeah, that's a player not performing, not getting the job done, not recording an out. What does that have to do with the manager? Alex Cora thought he was managing this game to end the series. Did they end the series tonight? No, see, the series is evened up. You talk about players like Jazz running and barely getting there or whatever. Okay, Jazz was in the lineup. Jazz affected the game. Everybody that was in the lineup affected the game. Everybody defensively affected the game. The series should be over. No, the series is not over. So if you want to say advantage Cora as far as Cora versus Boone managing the game, okay, well, advantage Yankees as far as the players in the game, the starting pitcher in the game, the arms that they have available in the game, I'm going to give the nod to the Yankees in game three. I might be wrong, but you know what? I'll be right back here tomorrow to talk about it. Let's bring Bobby and Astoria back in. Go
on,
Bobby.
Back in now?
Yeah.
All right. So you cut me off.
No, you cut me off. I'm not talking over you. I'm saying I'm pausing you, all right? I just put you on hold so I could get my thoughts out because I wasn't going
to
go back and forth yelling and screaming. It doesn't sound good for the listener. Go ahead. Now you may speak.
Okay, yeah. Who's the better manager? In your professional baseball opinion, who's the better manager? If they had equal teams...
I have said it 100 times. Cora is playing chess while Boone is playing checkers.
Okay. So how did you just say now that game two you thought Boone did a great job?
I didn't say that. Are you listening? You might need to go to bed, Bobby. Let me get you up out of here. Now I hung up the phone. Because clearly you didn't listen. Did I say Boone outmanaged? No, I just laid out things that Cora did. Pulling his starting pitcher out 2 1/3 innings because he was scared of Ben Rice. Oh, advantage Boone for putting Ben Rice into the game. Listen, I know you guys hate Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is the manager of the Yankees. I love the Yankees. Now, I'm not licking Aaron Boone's boots, but you can give credit where credit is due. The team went out there and they grinded out a win. This would be a way different show tonight if we were doing the Yankees 2025 obituary, talking about they shouldn't have even been playing in this. They should have won the division, how many games they blew, whatever. I'm not on that type of time. Good morning, good morning. It is officially October 2nd. The Yankees are still alive with manager Aaron Boone, with an advantage, with the momentum that has swung. Let's see if Alex Cora gets off the mat. I am confident. I feel good. I feel good that the Yankees now are in the driver's seat. I think Cam Schwitler is the better pitcher. I think that they just smoked so many guys in their bullpen. Tomorrow, they're going to have to piece it together. Well, tonight, it is officially tonight. They're going to have to piece it together. And if Cam Schwitler does what he has to do and is mowing them down for 5-6 innings, if he's not tipping his pitches and he's throwing gas, and the Yankees do what they're supposed to do and they jump on this Connelly Early kid, what a great last name, Early Gang. Let's put 2 runs, 3 runs, 4 runs on the board early, and we're going to have a party in the Boogie Down Bronx. Breaking news, this just in. The game time will be at 8:08 p.m. because the Dodgers just won. So that goes into what I was saying a few minutes ago. We get some extra time. I won't take that stupid route to the stadium. I'm going to be out nice and early. I might drive through the city. Just look at the buildings. Look at the people. Look for Yankee hats and pinstripes. We got plenty of time tomorrow to get nice and lathered up. A thirsty Thursday in the Bronx. Get that place loud. Where Bobby and the story is going to be like, man, look at the manager. I'm going to be like, look at the team. Look at Aaron Judge, Belly, Stanton, Ben Rice, Jazz, all of them, Volpe, Wells, whoever's in there. Cam Schwitler, whoever's in there. Get it done. 888-808-1019. John in Danbury, Connecticut, you're live next.
Yo, Keith, thank you so much. First time with you, and I just appreciate your vibe. Even though I'm a Red Sox fan from Boston, but I love the attitude and approach you bring to baseball, just your passion toward it. I was at the – actually, it was crazy. I tried to go to the game tonight, and we tried getting cheap tickets in the second inning, and the prices just kept going up and up and up. So I spent the whole night at Billy's, to be honest. But the vibe there, I'm telling you, like, I know Red Sox fans can be super obnoxious, and I grew up in the Boston area, and I'm sorry for that. But I must say that past 2 times I've been to Yankee Stadium with the Manny Ramirez shirt, I've taken no static at all. People have just been very respectful.
Well,
and like, you know, we're sharing the love of baseball. And like
what I always say, John, won't be no. If you don't start nothing, nobody's going to start anything with you. But there are some Red Sox fans looking for that wrong attention. I see them. I smell them coming.
100%. I'm not looking for that kind of negative attention. I mean, we're all loving the baseball. And I was pleasantly surprised just like, like you said, if you come with a positive attitude, everyone's going to have a positive attitude. But may the best. It's cool, too. I'm from Weymouth, which is not that far from Walpole, where I didn't realize Schlitter was from there. And I didn't know his dad was the chief of police in Needham. Like, my dad used to work in Needham. And that's crazy Boston connection, those two guys going head-to-head tomorrow night.
Yeah. Who could have drawn that up? Thanks for the call, John. No, and, like, there are some aggressive Yankee fans. Trust me, I know. I know some of them personally. They're there looking for somebody to knock out. But they're not just knocking out random people. It's when you start acting crazy. Man, I remember one year. This had to be maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I would assume 2023 maybe? No, 22. This guy came out of Billy's in a red Sox shirt. He was blacked out. He was talking so much. He got knocked clean out. It cleared the block. It cleared the area in front of Billy's Twins because they had to put him on a stretcher. Ball Vinny was sitting there, saw it. I saw it. A couple other people saw it. But it was like he came out so aggressive, like looking for that type of energy, and someone met him with that energy. Like, do you know where you are? This is the Bronx, New York. Stuff happens. But if you're nice and you're cool there, I remember these women from Boston, they were drunk. They came on to me. And I welcomed them in. They were nice. I'm married though, miss. Like, but have a beer, have a seat. You guys are cool. We're, no problems. It's baseball at the end of the day. It's entertainment. It is a rivalry, yeah. But like, we're not playing. We're fans. They got to go at it on the field, but we can keep it copacetic. We can keep it cool. And I already know now, with this 8:08 start, that two-hour difference, it is going to be dark out there by the time the first pitch gets thrown. People have been coming out there since 3 o'clock the last couple days. You give people 5 hours to party and chill out there. I think Stan's been opening up at like 12 or 1, like afternoon, like fresh in the afternoon. So, yeah, we're in it. It's postseason time. Let's enjoy it. Let's have a good time. Let's be safe. Let's not start anything. Let's not be violent. But you know what it is. People don't know how to act. Anyway, here's more from Cam Schlittler as I'm, you know, connecting the dots with things like Northeastern University and, you know, him being from Walpole or his dad being the chief of police from Needham. And, you know, even with Connelly Early going to UVA. I'm sure Tiki, they got to get, if Tiki didn't speak on that today, they got to get that info to Tiki. Connelly Early is from Virginia. And I don't know why. I think I just was mixing up him and Cam Schlittler. He went to high school in Virginia, and then he played at UVA. He also attended the United States Military Academy. So, yeah, these are young guys, though. He's 23 years old, and Cam Schlittler is 24 years old. And here they are in a deciding game for the Yankees. Here is the second piece of audio. Cam Schlittler talking about the Yankees having faith in him, right? Because there was a lot of time on the fan where I was just saying, you know, the Yankees are going to go with Luis Gil. He pitched last year in the postseason. You know, he's fresher. And, you know, they might not want to put – I honestly thought they might not want to put the pressure on a kid from Boston that grew up his whole family and friends, Boston Red Sox fans. I thought they might not want to put him in that position with that much pressure. But pressure is a privilege, as Gerrit Cole said. And here's Cam Schlittler talking about the Yankees having faith and giving him the ball game three.
Wondering, what does this assignment mean to you to be – asked to pitch game three?
Yeah, you mean, you know, it's important. So for them to, you know, put faith in me and you know, we get to a game three, you know, that means a lot. So, yeah, just making sure I'm just taking this another game and going to do my job.
I like his tone, his demeanor. Like, he's strictly business. This is regular practice for him. This is just, it's just baseball for him. He's just going to go out there and throw hard. Let's go. I can't wait. I'm going to go home tonight. I know it's today now. I'm going to try and sleep and get up. I'm going to go to the gym right away, get that done, and then I'll probably go to the stadium as soon as I can, you know, just to not do any traffic, as soon as I can get up there, park my car, and we got a long one tonight. And that's another thing, too, now, with the game not starting till 8, my show tomorrow is going to be nothing. I might not get a show tomorrow, depending on how the game goes. The game's going to go to 11, post-game go to 12. I'll have a show. It'll be abbreviated, though. And I hope it's just us popping champagne, singing Frank Sinatra, watching them, you know, pour beer on each other. As now, I'm pretty sure in the background, I think Fleegs TV is on MLB Network. The Dodgers are celebrating, advancing. Like, I need the Yankees to get another one. They didn't get the division. They didn't get to celebrate again to clinch the division. And they kind of took it easy on that just postseason clinch one. I want to see them turn up in Yankee Stadium tomorrow night, moving on to face the Toronto Blue Jays and avenge losing the division to them. John in Bayonne, how are you, John?
You hit the nail right on the head. This is the revenge tour. Let's take the Red Sox out. Let's take Toronto out.
Oh, I would be geeked up. I would love it. I would be very happy.
Let's get back to Dodger land and Mr. Judge make up for the mistake last year. And those don't have to worry about one.
If we go that far to a World Series rematch, I'm flying to L.A. this time. I'm going to L.A. this time.
Listen, Keith, you do those things now, but, you know, your son's young. When you get older, then you can't be doing those things. Believe me, I've done that, you know. But
no, I know.
You go to Yankee Stadium, you go to Yankee Stadium, enjoy with them. Because guess what? My daughter, for her 21st birthday, wanted to go see the Yankees play the Texas Rangers because she liked Josh Hamilton, too.
Yeah.
But she's a big Peter fan. So she wore her Josh Hamilton thing. So things like that, I'll never, ever forget. You know, she's 34 now, a doctor. But what comes down to it, though, you're going to go to that. And guess what? You could go to L.A. out there. That's what I did. I mean, as far as anything, go to games.
I got to go. My son is young now. And my sister lives in West Hollywood. I almost went last year, but my son was little. Like, he's bigger now, so I'm like, I got to go to this time.
You can do anything. Get the wife on the stand, you know. Then when it gets older, you know, you're going to enjoy it. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to be bringing my son with me. We get two tickets.
Yeah, that's the best part. Hey, listen, my daughter's room was pinstripe Yankees.
That's
she
great.
She was not into playing stuff. Oh, man, Derek Jeter was her boy. You know, it comes down to it. And it comes down to it, you're going to enjoy it. But this is the revenge tour, man. We got to get back at these people that are putting us down. The Boston's got our number. Toronto got our number. Detroit got our number.
Let's get Kyle Raleigh, too. I'm, like, thinking about, like, who do we play in the American League Championship? Let's get the Mariners there so that it could be Judge versus Cal Raleigh and shut up all the people that said Judge is not MVP.
Well, I'm saying the Fleeg, it's 1995 when they did us dirty. So let's get them back. Let's get them back, bro.
Donnie,
we need them back.
For Donnie Baseball. Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, man. It's postseason time. We're not done. We lost the first game. So what? I'm glad they did away with that one-game wild card. I'm done with that. D-Rod is down in Orlando, Florida, live on the Fan.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? Give me a sec here. Sorry about that. My phone's janky. Hey, man. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Two questions, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
What about the playoff bracket? You know, and, you know, this is a new format, so... Let's say tomorrow Detroit wins and they're the sixth seed. Wouldn't they play the one seed?
No, it doesn't reseed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's just sides of the bracket, so they go on to face Seattle.
Okay, mm-hmm. I gotcha. Okay, so I know, isn't it like football? And I think does it that way, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Where the lowest? Okay, that's where my confusion was. Thank you for that. My other question. Let me ask you: going into game two tonight or last night, what was your main concern? Like with the Yankees and all that kind of, you know, managerial, you know, players?
My main concern was I hope that the mistakes of last night, they don't have a hangover from. I hope that they can flush it. I hope that Jazz gets it out of his mind. I hope that Ben Rice is ready to go. Like, they didn't cool him off. Clearly they didn't. You know, I was just really hoping that, like, all the talk about Aaron Boone, oh, they should have let Max Fried go, oh, this bullpen. I'm like, I hope that they have short memories and they come out there and just find a way to get it done, and they did.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you there. And I think my main concern was sort of similar to yours, was I didn't want Boone to sort of overcompensate and let that hangover come on with Rodon and leave him in too long. And I don't know, maybe he did, he didn't. You know.
There was definitely a little bit of that. His decision to go back to Rodon to start the seventh, I felt like that was because of all the criticism and all the noise about how he, you know, was quick to take the ball out of Freed's hand. And it's like...
Right.
Fried and Rodon are two different pitchers. They were in two different games, two different situations. And then it got scary for us a little bit because you could tell Rodon was done.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. When a manager has to go out to a starter, you know, that's you know, kind of losing steam a little bit, and he's got to give the starter a pep talk, that and to get through that inning, that should be his last inning, in my opinion. I think history probably may back that up. But... you know, I don't know about that, but can I ask you about Jazz? Because I think, you know, Jazz, he's such a conundrum in a sense where, you know, he's such a fantastic talent, but his baseball IQ is makes your head scratch sometimes because, you know, he makes a great defensive play, but then he throws the ball. And it's like, dude, just hold on to the ball. And thankfully, the runner on second didn't come around and score because usually runners do that now. Like, he could have easily scored, you know?
I think Jazz's baseball IQ is there, but I think sometimes his athletic ability, he's too confident in. Like, he's too confident in his arm at times. He's too confident in his swing at times. He's too confident in his legs at times. And like, that sometimes could catch you up. Like, you know, tonight we saw all of that. Thanks for the call, D-Rod. You know. He had to really turn on the Jets to score, but he wasn't busting it out off first base. He he turned it on when he, you know, he could hear the crowd. And once he turned his head going around third, it was like, okay, now I got to, like, he slid and that was bang, bang. Even his swing sometimes. Sometimes I see some swings that he takes. And I'm like, this guy is trying to hit the Ken Griffey Jr. homer. He's trying to Barry Bonds it. And then his arm. Sometimes he thinks he can make every throw and he airmails some throws. He misses with some throws. I don't think he's not a smart player. I don't think it's a baseball IQ thing. I don't think he's like a bonehead. I just think that sometimes he can be a little wild or he could be a little overconfident in his abilities. But like he's still a really good player, and he helped the team win tonight. When we come back, we'll play a little bit of Jazz's post-game audio. He's such a young at heart child playing a child's game. Like I see such a kid in him, and I think that's that's healthy. I think that's good. 888-808-1019. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah, party time. Out in LA. California knows how to party. They're pouring beers, popping champagne as the Los Angeles Dodgers are the only team to advance already out of this wild card round. I guess that's what happens when you get a 84-win Reds team that played under 500 baseball to get there. Like, it is what it is. They are the defending champs, not knocking them. Like, I did not think the Reds were going to get a game off them, and they didn't. But then that sets us up for three winner-take-all games. Starting at 3:08, you'll have the Tigers versus the Guardians. Jack Flaherty versus Sade Sekone. And then you will have the San Diego Padres versus the Chicago Cubs. I just clicked off of that. Let's see what the pitching matchup is for those two games or for those two teams. They will send Yu Darvish out on the mound versus Jameson Taillon. And last but not least, in the boogie down, live from the Bronx, New York, Connelly Early versus Cam Schlittler at 8:08 p.m., the last game of the night for the world to see. Now, I think it's going to be interesting, right? Because I said coming into that first game, all I was thinking about was what Tarik Skubal did. I don't know why that was on my mind. I think it's just, I don't know. I'm like, Tarik Skubal, he dominated. I think he had 14 strikeouts. That was a 2-1 game. I'm like, that same thing could happen to us. It almost did. We almost lost to Garrett Crochet, 11 strikeouts, 2-1. But we're going to be watching. I might go to the stadium by 3 o'clock, watch the Tigers-Guardians there. But we'll be thinking about it if history stays. You know, if the Tigers win and the Cubs win, and then history is still saying, hey, nobody has overcome going down, you know, 0-1 in this series to win it. We'll be thinking about that going into game 3. But that's still not shaking my confidence. I think it's shifted. I think the momentum has swung. I think it has shifted in the favor of the New York Yankees. So post-game, here's what Jazz Chisholm had to say. You know, before the break, I was talking about how I just think he's a kid. And even in his post-game reaction after not playing game one, that reaction, people said it was immature and he should have handled it differently, but like maybe that was childish. You know, I'm just going to turn my back and I'm going to go through my clothes and not really talk to y'all. And I think that was for the best. So, you know, Jazz Chisholm, after the game, he said two things. You know, first, you know, talking about him running, right? This is Jazz saying that he's faster than Luffy. And if you know who Luffy is or not, I'll explain. Here's Jazz after the game.
You have a whole Luffy outfit today, and he has a skill called the Gear 2, which enhances his speed. Mm-hmm. You think he was as fast as Luffy tonight?
Yeah, I think I was faster than Luffy tonight. I like that question a lot.
So Jazz is like the official MLB player for One Piece. He's got the One Piece sneakers or cleats. He's got the One Piece like shin guards. He's got the One Piece belt. He's got the One Piece chain. One Piece is an anime show, and Monkey D. Luffy is like the main character. I don't watch it. It's too long for me to get into. Like, I looked it up and I was like, I can't start watching this. I don't have the time now as a grown ass man, but Jazz does. And Jazz also has the time to play video games. That's something I also don't have the luxury of doing. I retired from the sticks playing Xbox, PlayStation, when Xbox and PlayStation came out. So here's Jazz talking about how he got over not playing two nights ago. You know, what he did when he went home to kind of just, you know, disconnect and decompress and get ready for the next day.
It's a win or go home for us, so it's all about winning.
How did you get over that, though? Was it home last night, or what helped you get through that?
I played MLB The Show, and I mercy rule someone. That's how I get my stress off. It's just true.
Hey, whatever works for you, bro. There are worse ways that you could have handled that situation. He mercy ruled someone playing MLB The Show. Let's talk to Jarvis in Harlem on the Fan next. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up, Keith? How are you? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about the Yankees and that previous caller saying, like, you know, if they would have lost this series against the Red Sox, that Boone would be fired. Like, they think that he's not managed a good game in last night game. And it's like, I know he's a Yankee fan, but it's like, he seems like he's rooting against Aaron Boone, but then he's going to get fired. Like, I think that's, I mean, he's
Aaron Boone is good. He signed a contract extension, and like, we kill Boone so much, we never want to give him any credit. We never want to give him credit where credit is due. They won today. Good for Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
He pitched. He picked the right people to pitch from the bullpen, didn't he?
Right.
He called the right numbers for the bullpen, so.
Yeah, I mean, the season's not over. I mean, the season's not over. We got one more game. We got Cam Slizer, his first postseason start, so let's see what he can do tonight. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm not a negative type person, you know. I also am a person that hits refresh on my information every day. I don't live in the past too much. What's the point? I can't harp on game one when game one got erased by game two. It's even now. Now it's one game to decide the series. And I expect Aaron Boone to tighten up. Sometimes you got to go through it to get to it. Sometimes you have to have that reality check of, okay, we did overthink this. Okay, you know, we did. And now Aaron Boone's got to go off some feel. He almost messed up today. It could have got crazy with Carlos Rodon, going back to Carlos Rodon. But he pressed the right buttons. The bullpen put up zeros. Fernando Cruz to Devin Williams to David Bednar, like you draw it up. Thank you, Aaron Boone. Thank you, New York Yankees. You saved us from embarrassment. They were ready. They had their memes. They had their gifts. They had all their trolling and mocking ready. We live to fight another day. Charles is in Rumson on the Fan. Charles, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, good. Oh, got geez. You now.
Yeah, like, for some reason, you're on whatever. Like, to get back to, I'll get to my point, but to get back to, I'm a baseball player. I played till I was 33. I'm 52 now. So, you know, what Jazz did in that infield play, when he dove to the left, he bounced that ball on purpose to get top spin. Ben Rice didn't come up with it. We are taught to do that. If you air it, it takes a longer time for the ball to get to the net.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Ben Rice want to bounce the ball.
Ben Rice has not been able to scoop the ball well all year. You saw Paul Goldschmidt come in as a defensive replacement for him later. I don't know what it is with Ben Rice. If he's going to be the full-time first baseman next year, he's got to work on that every day in the offseason.
He does, too. It was kind of funny. He missed it with his mitt and then pulled up with his right hand to even try to get the ball. So he kind of stopped it, so that was good. He did save the run by doing whatever he could to save that run, which is critical, as we know. But Jazz did all the right things with that. That's what we're taught. And also, as far as tomorrow, we have this. I think Boston looks like they're doing kind of like a starter bullpen kind of situation with their rookie. I think what we should do with Schlittler now, and you want to save somebody for Saturday as far as Heel or Warren, I would put Warren in after Schlittler as a long relief situation to save our bullpen for Saturday, because I believe that our pitching and our bullpen is a lot better than Boston's at this point, and we do have a better offense. So I give the Yankees the
score
edge
some runs.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, if we have a lead, it'd be nice to have a 3 or 4 run lead.
So what do you think about that, Keith?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's on the roster. Paul Blackburn is also on the roster. Like, those are guys that could be long men. And if, I don't know, if Cam Schlittler, let's say he can only really go.
Would you, even touch Heel with that or just leave him for the weekend? If worst comes to worst,
they didn't put Heel. They didn't put Heel on the roster, so I thought maybe Heel is your starter Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I think Warren. So maybe if you're using Cam tomorrow, I hate trying to use the last name on live. But
Cam Schlittler.
Schlittler, sir. But then you have Warren there because you know he could go. You know. Once or four innings, the both of them could get through seven.
He's also flammable. He also could light the game on fire. he could put him in the game thinking that 4-run lead is safe, and then it's gone. So
it's gone. But then I really have faith in Devin Williams right now, and a lot of people haven't throughout the year.
No, and he's earned it. He's earned that faith and respect.
Yeah, there's certain situations for certain pitchers to go through certain situations as far as who they're facing, the part of the lineup, whether it's the top meet or the end of the lineup. So it's one of those things where, Boone's really got to have to and the analytical department has to have their shoes on. And I give the edge to the Yankees, especially at home. I hope you're there. I wish I could be there tomorrow, rooting them on. I got to work. And it's just go Yankees. I have all the faith in them. And I've
we'll get it done.
Cam.
We'll get it done. Thanks for the call, Charles. 888-808-1019 as we approach the 1 o'clock hour. Cam Schlittler, I think, can go, you know, I hope can at least get through five innings. Even if he gives up one or two runs, they got a hit. Even today, like, you know, total in the series, five runs. Like, I'm waiting for the outburst. I'm waiting for the ball to be elevated and be hit out of the park by a few guys. Judge, Stanton, Grisham, Belly, Jazz. And hopefully it's coming up. Hopefully it is coming up in this game three when you need it the most. Home runs can win the game, you know. That helps. That's going to help a young guy on the mound. Get a lead early. Jump all over Connolly early. I like the sound of his name. I just think all of this is connected. I don't expect this kid to come in here and shove. You know, I was reading up on him. I put in my notes. Like, he made his debut with Boston September 9th. It hasn't even been a month yet. In his debut, he faced the Sacramento Athletics. Did you see that the Athletics actually are going to debut a jersey next year that says Sacramento across it? That's cool. That's cool for Sactown. That's cool for people that live out there to actually get that, because that's such a, like, one-off item. And I know they probably feel some type of way. It's like, all right, they're the Oakland Athletics. They're temporary here in Sacramento. They're just the Athletics. They're just the A's. They're not why can't they rep us for the temporary time? So, but anyway, he threw five shutout innings against them, striking out 11. This is not the A's. And then he also faced the Athletics again. So in his three starts, two of them are against the Athletics. One of them is against the Rays. Different ball game, kid. Literally, like, you're at Sutter Health Park out there in Sacramento with people sitting on the grass. You're at George M. Steinbrenner Field, the Yankee spring training facility. When he steps on the mound in Yankee Stadium after, right, because he won't take the mound first, after Cam Schlittler goes out there, hopefully Cam Schlittler strikes out the side and you just hear a roar and it's loud as hell in there. And when this kid steps on the mound and people are standing and yelling and screaming, and he's got to face, I don't know, Trent Grisham, Judge, Belly, or Goldie, Judge, or however they want to line it up. Yeah, I hope he folds. I hope he folds. I think he can fold. I think they can fold him up. Mike is in the Bronx on the fan before we get to the next break. You're in there, Mike. You got it.
What up, brother?
What up?
So I have one main question, and then I have a bunch of other things. Ben Rice. At what point can we get him in the game?
Game three?
Yeah.
He should start. And there's two ways he can start. Like, I know, it's a left-handed pitcher, but I had mentioned, I'm like, Austin Wells caught the first two games. Cam Schlittler was with the Somerset Patriots to start this year. And Ben Rice was with the Somerset Patriots last year, and he knows him well. And Cam Schlittler has even said so much about, like, yeah, Ben Rice should always catch me. And I think the Yankees will consider to have Ben Rice in the lineup as the catcher.
Over Wells, yeah.
Why not?
And that exactly my thought. And can we how does the roster work? Can we put Slater in or no?
Slater's not on the roster, no.
So he's definitely not on the roster.
Yeah.
And you figure Rosario at third base?
No, I mean, I guess you want, but, like, this is not Garrett Crochet. This is a whole kid. This kid has not even been in the league a month. I would not line up. I would not be worried about him like that. Like, I thought we learned from this. Like, I would put my best hitters in the lineup and say, jump his ass, attack him. He is a kid. Exactly. Intimidate him. Make him fold. Do not treat him like Garrett Crochet. He is not Garrett Crochet.
This is our team. This is what won the last eight games of the year or whatever it was and beat us. I agree.
And then 100%. Also, you got to think about, like Chapman will enter the game at some point.
Okay.
And don't you want this time around Chapman, like, have some right-handed batters to play that chess game with Cora late this time around if it's a tight game, if you need to come back, whatever? Like, I wouldn't be forcing Caballero and Ahmed Rosario in the lineup again, though.
That
Goldie, I think Goldie is going to be the first baseman.
And lead off.
And probably lead off. And
so when will, and Rice will
and Rice can catch. Why not? Wells. Yep.
Yeah,
and
no,
Jazz
and
same thing with Jazz too. Stop playing with Jazz. Jazz being in the game affected the game. Give Jazz an opportunity against this kid. Jazz is an all-star. He's a 30-30 player. It's not Crochet. He doesn't have any numbers against this kid.
I said Jazz's first to third was like Griffey going first to third on us back.
Yeah, I was an elementary school kid back then. I've seen it.
Yeah, I'm a little older than you.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
And to bring up first starters ever, I know you're talking about like bums that like faced the Yankees and we made them look like studs, but I was at Hideki Arabu's first game ever. I was in the 221 section with my dad and my brother. It was versus the Tigers. We thought this guy was going to be the best pitcher of all time.
Of course.
And
of course, we thought Gary Sanchez, Greg Bird, Miguel Andujar, Clint Frazier. Shout out to Clint Frazier. I just was talking to Clint Frazier over some emails. Hopefully, the Yankees advance. Thanks for the call, Mike. Hopefully, and shout out to Clint, too. I don't think he's up watching the live stream, but look for Clint Frazier's podcast. He does YouTube live streams, and I jumped in his live stream, and someone was like, yo, he wants to come on your show. So I was able to connect with Clint and talk to Clint, and if the Yankees do advance, Clint is planning on coming up to the stadium. You'll probably see me and Clint somewhere soon. So we got to win so we can keep doing these things. So we can, have watch parties and have these shows and, you know, go to the game and do all this stuff and have former players come back and, you know, just keep the baseball season going, man. Forget the Red Sox, bro. They don't have Roman Anthony. They don't have Marcelo Mayer. Christian Campbell was a bust this year after they paid him. They traded away Rafael Devers. The trade didn't go through for Joe Ryan. They're not supposed to advance. The Yankees are supposed to advance. We're another hour closer to that destiny. Last hour I've got on the fan. Dial 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson here with you. I will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.